The Yogi Bhajan.
Kundalini Yoga, as taught by Yogi Bhajan, is a highly developed science of awareness. Join with us early in the morning to revitalize the body, mind, and spirit. Daily practice of Kundalini Yoga under the guidance of the teacher helps release the highest potential within the individual.
One of his devotees has recently said that if he really wanted spiritual knowledge, that they should come to you.
Mm-hmm.
One of Yogi Bhajan's devotees has said that Yogi Bhajan recently said if he really wants spiritual knowledge, should come to Srila Prabhupada.
That's intelligent.
That Mahesh Yogi also says like
this. Yes.
And that what is called Satchitananda? He also said.
You have a display over here in the window of your book, Srila Prabhupada.
Oh.
Right to see?
Yes.
God.
Very good. But they are selling?
This is just a display for the students to see. Like advertisement.
That's
nice. Yesterday, many people bought your books.
Hmm.
It says here, birth, old age, disease, and death.
Hmm.
The Bhagavad Gita, we find information that besides earth, water, fire, air, space, as well as the mind, intelligent, false ego, there exists a superior energy form. That superior energy is called Atma, the self. There is an obvious difference between you and the ground. That factor that distinguishes the animate from the inanimate is consciousness. That consciousness or awareness of being is proof of the existence of the self.
This is the library? No.
No, just student union.
Oh.
Around $3,000 of books were sold yesterday.
Oh. And speech?
Around 5,000. God is most gracious.
I talked to one boy yesterday, Srila Prabhupada.
Mm.
And he was there at the festival because he had found your books in the school library.
Mm?
He had found your books in his school library. He said now he was saved.
Some scientists say that there is no life in the other planet. And some scientists say there may be. So who is correct?
Yamadutta said that what is truth is what is in the Vedas. So I assume from the Vedas, Vedic knowledge that there is life on other planets. Logically speaking,
yeah. How can you say there is no life?
But the scientists are saying, though,
hmm?
That the nearest star to our, you know, they consider the sun a star. And that the nearest star to ours is light years away. Which means that They do not believe that there's life in this entire solar system. The planets use this. The Moon, Venus, Mercury, Mars, Neptune, Jupiter. You see the tide of two poles.
No, we say in this time there is life. Otherwise, how Krishna says, among Vivasati Yugam Pratthamam Amam. I spoke this Bhagavad Gita time to the sun god. Huh? Sun god is dead stone, and Krishna spoke to him.
They're very convinced that they went to the moon. They're very convinced that they went to the moon. The scientists, they're very convinced that they went to the moon.
I'm going to ask you, Prabhupada, is that the moon planet that we see, is that the same moon planet that's mentioned in the Shastras? Same planet?
Yes,
same one.
Same one. But the moon planet where they went, that is a dark planet. That is not moon planet.
My father is a graduate of Berkeley, and major in astrology and chemistry. And he's an atheist. And his logic is that it's very empirical. Is that if there's other life, they have to have bodies similar to ours. So
why?
It's impossible to have a life on the sun because we could not live there. That's the empirical way of.
You cannot live there, therefore there is no life.
That's what they assume.
But you cannot live in the water. Why there is life?
Well, yeah.
What is
fish.
What is this nonsense?
You don't have a body. Yours.
Yeah.
But there are millions of living entities within the water. But you cannot live even for half an hour.
But to scientific knowledge, there's no life in fire.
Huh? Why not?
Well,
fire is also one of the elements like water and earth. So if there is life in the water, life in on the earth, why not in the fire? What is this logic?
Actually, everything is burning.
Hmm?
Everything is burning. Even this body is also on fire.
The material ingredients, five elements, out of the five elements, fire is one of them. So, if in the four elements there are life, why not in the fifth? I will say, there is an ignorance.
You say even in the Shastra, Prabhupada, that there's so many living entities in this body. There's so many living entities living in this body.
That's
evident.
A fact. As soon as the body is there, so many living entities will come out. Why? How it is possible? How these living entities are coming? What is the reason? He says the body is dead. So why from the dead body are the living entities coming?
It becomes food for others.
Huh?
It becomes food. Right?
Food or whatever it may be. But the body, the ingredients of the body are complete to get life. You cannot say some chemical is missing. If it is missing, then how so many living entities are coming? There is nothing missing. Everything is there. You cannot say missing. What is that missing? We do not know. That is soul.
When I first joined the leadership, I used to look at your lectures and go talk with my father. He would argue with me, and I would find a question, come back and ask you, find the answer, go and argue with him. But the thing I always came up against is that if he assumes that there's life on other planets, or that there is a supreme source, a supreme energy, or God, then it destroys his entire life's work, his study.
They are fools. They should stop all these entities. The universe should be broken. Because they are producing only fools. That's all. They should start this education.
Donate all these buildings to you.
The buildings will remain there, but they will be finished. What is this education? They do not know what is God, what is soul, what is the meaning of it. Simply bodily concepts of life, like cats and dogs. So what is the use of it? They remain cats and dogs. There is no value.
They cannot live happily either.
Huh?
They cannot live happily.
Because they are, basically they are mistaken how they can be happy.
Yes.
Basically they are mistaken how you can be happy. They do not know what is happiness.
As a matter of fact, that's the same thing my father said.
Hmm?
He says that because you believe in God, he says you don't have to fear about fear death. But I have nothing to look forward to.
So that is also the position of a stone. So you better remain a stone, but I am alive. The stone does not believe in anything, and still it is happy. So you remain strong, I am not strong, I am alive.
There's a virtue taken in Charikamrita that without virtue tanya, there's no life.
Mm-hmm.
That without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's no life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Achaitanya.
Yes.
So this dark planet then is closer?
Huh?
This dark Rahu planet, this is closer?
Yes.
Rahu,
yes. Rahu is within earth and
moon.
Moon is above sun.
Than the sun?
Huh? Not necessarily.
Yeah.
The size is there. And you have it.
In Stockholm, Prabhupada, they had in the museum. They have a whole room. And in the room there's an American flag and Swedish flag, and there's a whole exhibit with one teeny little rock about as big as my fingernail.
Mm-hmm.
The Americans gave the Swedes. It's supposed to be a rock from the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And they said in it that it's exactly as any kind of rock that you can find on Earth.
That's it.
And it was a
it is simply cheating. They found this in Arizona or somebody. I never tell you what.
I've been trying to arrange a meeting between the Divine Grace and that astronaut.
Mm.
He was going to come to Ratiyasha, but he had to go to Florida for some space project.
What does he say, astronaut?
He says that his name is Edgar Mitchell, and he was one of the men who went to the moon.
Mm.
So we talked, and he said that he thinks he has gone to the moon.
Mm.
But he said that when he was there, he had a religious experience, and he felt that there was a God when he went to the moon. He had this experience.
Mm.
So when he came back, he was telling all his scientist friends what his experience was. So they became very afraid, and they kicked him out of the space project. They thought he had become a fanatic, religious sentimentalist, so they kicked him out. So now he has opened up an institute for noetic sciences, or there's some Greek word. It means like spiritual science. He wants to prove to the scientific world that there is God.
That's right. He's good.
So we gave him a copy of Easy Journey to Other Planets and Srimad Bhagavatam. He's been reading that. He is friends with that other scientist, Wernher von Braun, who gave that speech also saying that he feels that there is definitely God by his scientific studies. We also wrote him a letter, but we haven't gotten any response.
Swarup Damodar Prabhu wrote him also.
What he?
He's a very big scientist for Fairchild.
Yeah.
He started the space project.
He invented those rockets in Germany.
And he was actually captured. He used to work for Hitler. He invented the diesel rockets that bombed London. Or was one of them?
He gave a very nice talk in San Francisco.
Hello?
He said that from his scientific studies, he's feeling frustrated. So he said he made a public statement that he's going to give them up for studying God. He says that he feels that everything indicates in the universe that there must be a supreme intelligence behind the workings of the universe.
Very intelligent. He is intelligent. As soon as one denies the existence of God, immediately he comes within the category of four classes of men: sinful, rascal, rest of the mankind, and lawless taken away by man.
Four classes that never surrender unto Krishna.
I do not admit the existence of God.
To assume that there is no God is basically non-scientific.
Huh?
To assume that there is no God is basically non-scientific, because
yes,
they're denying an entire field of study.
Yes. That's what God expects.
The reason why the Western world is so much involved in science is because the religions that have been suspended in the West have cheated the people.
Economically. No, I see that. We are there. Christian religion says God created.
But the followers do not practice the teaching. The original idea is very nice.
They become over-intelligent by so-called education.
Over-intelligent?
Yeah.
How
over-intelligence is an interesting. Intelligence is good, but over-intelligence means that.
How does that work, Srila Prabhupada?
Huh?
How does that happen when you become over-intelligent?
Over-intelligence is sarcastic, we say. More than intelligent.
Speculative.
Yeah.
What I meant to say is that the directors of these religions, like the Pope and so many things, they themselves committed so many abominable activities that people have said, well, why should we stay with religion? Religious leaders themselves are eating meat, they have prostitution, they are cheating the people, taking their money, living their
life. That is not religion. Why do you accept the Pope as religious?
No, we don't accept.
Religious. Religious. Come to us. Why do you accept these rascals as religious? That is your fault. Why should you stick to them? That they cannot teach what is real religion. So let us give it.
In Germany they say that's throwing the baby out with the dirty bathwater.
Right?
They wash the baby and the water's dirty. So they throw the water out with the baby.
Yeah.
Because there's some irreligion amongst so-called religious leaders, therefore they reject all religion.
No.
Scientists.
No. Why? Because you have received no contact with God. There is a reject all kinds.
That's the logic.
That is not logic. That is foolishness.
Right.
That is foolishness. You must be experienced that there are contact with clients. I shall be very clear and intelligent to see before accepting any genuine client. That is your contact. Not that I have met one or two contact with clients. That's how I conclude. There is no genuine client.
In the old days, when they would get a gold coin, they would bite it with their teeth to see if it was real gold. Make a test.
Please. Well, I myself just conclude that there's something true.
Hmm?
Because that is relative.
Hmm.
The basis for scientific confession of religious dogma is that in the medieval era in India,
religious not dogma. It's like Christian religion. He said that God created this. So this is a fact, but it is not properly explained.
Yes.
And neither the followers understood how to explain. Third class men. Yes. So therefore they should accept, that's all. They should accept, that's all. They tried one thing sweet me. The child is tasty. So if the child wants, how it is made. So he has no power to understand. Therefore, he should be simply other, you simply eat, that's all. So, in the Bible it is like that. And, therefore it is strictly ordered that you should follow. The things are there. But they are not explained. Because they are third class men. Otherwise, why? The commandment was, thou shalt not kill, and they killed first of all Jesus. So, what class of men there? All third class, fourth class. How they will understand? Now, people have become, by education and
so they have these sprinklers on you.
Now they should come to big dictionary. This is Vedic. The Vedic truth is there. But it is not properly explained because the men were fourth class. Now the people have become advanced. They should take to Vedic it. Then they understand how God creates. But it was not explained because the people they were living in the desert and shepherds and all fourth class, fifth class. Now this first class men or advanced men, they are trying to adjust the tenth class ideas. And therefore they are becoming rejected. And they should come to first class understanding in the Vedas. I think Christ said that there are many things to be spoken by.
Yeah.
Huh?
My father's house has many mm-hmm. rooms, mm-hmm. but I cannot tell you of it now.
Because they're fourth class, fifth class men. They don't understand. Therefore, it is taken dogmas. They, modern students, they are advanced in education. And these things are not expressed. And besides that, their education is atheistic. Therefore, they are trying to reject.
They say you cannot study Veda because Christ said that there is no other way than himself.
Because they are fourth class, unless he says like that, how they will sit. They are not intelligent. Lord Buddha also said, there is no God. There is no God, but he is God himself.
That means the followers of Lord Buddha are less intelligent than the followers.
Less than their atheist class. So they do not understand what is God. So he says there is no God. He is just hearing me and become non-violent. So his idea was, let this rascal first of all become non-violent. Then they will be pure and then they will understand.
Well, Baba, in the Nectar of Devotion, you explained that there are three classes of devotees.
Mm.
You said the third class devotee, he has belief. But he cannot explain or give any support.
Yeah.
This is like Christian.
Yeah.
They believe that there is God.
Believe there is God. That is everything. That is everything. But now, they being advanced in education, they want to know how God is there. There is no explanation, therefore there is this.
Try to explain scientifically what's
going on. Well, that science is rascal.
Yes.
So how they will able? Because the whole thing is rascal. How they will explain God? Those who are actually advanced scientists, they must be God. They say.
So otherwise the rascals, they try
scientifically. Yes. What is the science? All science is rascal.
Yeah.
It's like they have never seen what is there in the planet, and they are concluding there is no life. Is it? So they are all that thing. May he want us to, like that gentleman, to say that, no, there is God. Yes.
So, Prabhupada, you said belief is enough?
Yes, for the
common,
non-educated, rascal, belief is this. That is required. Blind belief. That is good.
Blind faith.
Yes.
But to become an advanced devotee, you have to have knowledge?
Therefore, it is said, bhajante mā. This first word, this says, Artha, or Thachi, Jnani and Jigyasa. So, some innocent man, when he's distressed, yes, has belief in God. So he approaches Radha and this says, thank you. He is simply on face. That is good. And Jnani means he wants to know actually what is God. Then he inquires at once.
No, Prabhupada, sometimes philosophers make a distinction between knowledge and a belief. They say you can believe in something, but that doesn't mean that you necessarily know that thing which you believe in.
Yes, that's right. Therefore, for the neophytes, less simple, they should believe. That is the only way. Vishwas. So generally, mass of people, they are not so educated. They should believe.
It says in the Bhagavatam,
therefore, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, as I just said, that Vishwas of the Sudhira Nishtha, Krishna Bhakti Kaile Shabdokam, Karma Kritapa. Saddha and faith. So, in Christian science also, there is faith, faithful. So this faith may be blind, but that is required.
Like a child.
Yes. Saddha, Sadhvi, Vishas. Saddha, faith means believing firmly. That is Saddha, or faith. There is no question. Yes. Saddha, Sadhvi, Vishas. That we have to believe is the Vedas. Vedas also says like that. That example I give sometimes. That cow dung is stool. In one place it is said stool is impure. In another place it is said cow dung is pure. Now one may argue, well, what is this? Contradiction. But you have to pray. Believe. That is this. And that is actually being done. So without faith, you cannot make advance. The skeptics, they have no faith, therefore they are lost. You must have faith.
So, Prabhupada, what is that ingredient, or what is that thing which causes faith to develop in one? From someone becoming
theology. Pure. The more you become pure, the faith is far.
So faith comes from previous pious activities? Faith comes from previous pious activities?
No, it may not be previous activities. Really, the authority, spiritual master.
That comes from purity.
Yeah.
Faith. As purity develops, faith becomes more faith. Yes.
That purity is this Adho Sundha. Beginning is faith. Now, tato sadhu sangha, we mix with faithful men, then it will develop. Otherwise, if you take simply initiation and then sleep, then faith will be lost. That is happening. You see? That way it is said, ato sadhu tato sadhu sangha. You accept faith, maybe blindly. Now, you make further progress by mixing with advanced devotees. Then it will remain fixed. Otherwise, you will lose.
Faith is fixed by knowledge?
Huh? No. Faith may be blind. But it increases. If you stick to faith and follow the principles, then it will increase. Swamiva Surakal. Just like Jasadevi Parabhakti, Jatadevi Tatha Guru. So if you have got faith in spiritual master, then you'll advance. If you have no faith, then it will be lost.
Unless one is pure, he will not have faith.
No.
Isn't it also like a child?
Yes. Everyone is sad. So, the father says, do this, that's all. Like, right, he does not know what is A, but his father says, right. That will increase his education.
But doesn't come first because of trust?
Huh?
Trust also?
Yes, trust. Without trust, without faith, he cannot advance even an inch. So therefore it is there, required.
What is, Prabhupada, what are the symptoms of purity?
Just like, I do not know where this pathway goes, but you show me this way. So without faith, how can I go? If I have no faith, then I cannot move in an inch. I believe, yes, please, all right, let me go. This is faith. I do not know whether it is going, which way it is going. So without faith, you cannot move an inch. The faith must be there. Either it is true or blind.
Everyone has faith.
Yeah, everyone has. Therefore, the direction should be taken from the perfect. And with faith, you'll make progress.
So, Father, the Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that where everyone puts their faith, he gives them the steadiness and worship in that way. So how come so many people, they put their faith in all these false gurus, the people that impose themselves as ones who are in knowledge, and then they become fooled? Is this previous activities, mental activities?
What is that?
You explained that in your lecture yesterday,
mm-hmm.
that Krishna is in the heart, and he's giving direction to remember or to forget.
Mm.
Sometimes he's directing to remember him,
mm.
sometimes to forget him.
Yes. Because if you have no faith, then Krishna will not give you instant. And he is faithless. He will not make progress. Stops.
But people are putting their faith in so many different...
So many means he has no faith in anything.
Prabhupada?
As soon as you say so many, that means he has no faith. He is faithless.
Mm-hmm. You say that purity is required for faith to develop.
Mm.
What are the symptoms by which one can be said to be pure?
That is, don't do this. So if you have faith, you will not do it. But because you have no faith, you will do it. And that will go to win.
Karmis have faith that the sun will come up every day.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has faith that the sun will come up every day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is actually faith in the virtues of Supreme Krishna.
What is your idea, Grandpa? Everyone knows the sun will appear. Faithless or faith?
That faith?
Yeah. Not faith, it's fast. You see every day.
So, Prabhupada, the scientists will argue.
That is, faith means on knowledge. So, faith with knowledge is very good. But beginning must be faith. With knowledge or without knowledge.
So, Prabhupada, the scientists will argue that the Krishna conscience won't be scientifically accepted if it's just faith.
Scientists, how they can argue like that? Therefore, they are asking. First of all, they explain something theoretically.
Uh-huh.
Hydrogen, oxygen mixed together and becomes water. It is faith. Then it is practically shown in the laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
So faith is the beginning.
Faith.
Theoretical knowledge means faith. Then experiment.
Vedic knowledge is also that way.
Huh?
Vedic knowledge is also that
way. Yeah.
So first we hear from the Guru that Krishna is God. We have faith in that, we chant, and then we come to know.
Yeah, as you become purified, then your faith becomes fixed up with knowledge. Therefore, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Dishan to Andhagatam Papam. One who has finished his sinful life, he can become a devotee. Otherwise, one can't. First of all, beginning, he said. Then, by following the process, he becomes completely sinless. Then he is full knowledge. And so long he will be sinful, the things will be not properly manifested. Desham to antagatam pa.
Knowledge is not necessary to faith, but faith is necessary to knowledge.
Yes. Therefore, devotee, without any knowledge, becomes devotee. The dhaya only says, the devotee advances, jnanam chadat ohitus. Later on they become automatically full of knowledge. Because they have strong faith. That is all stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Tesham evanu kampatham aham agyanajam kamo nasa. Because he is faithful, therefore I help him. How to get knowledge? Again, you come to that. Matasmiti jnanam apohanam. Everything is there.
Your lecture yesterday was so nice to the Prabhupada. Everything, so many ideas from Bhagavad Gita, all framed and put together so nicely.
Blind faith. It's the belief that that's a little...
Blind faith, that I already explained immediately, why you forget. He shows me to overcome this. So I have no faith, why shall I go? Then I stop here. Finish. Moment finish. So you have to keep faith. Blind. And if the man is giving direction, he is perfect, then your faith will make it at once. But if you go to a rascal, cheater, and if you have faith, blind faith, then you are lost.
It's like that little rock that I saw, but it's from the moon. Yes. And that is blind faith.
Yes, blind faith.
Wrong faith. Socrates also, he was discussing epistemology, and he said that faith or belief is as good as knowledge for all practical purposes.
Yes. Same thing, the child has no knowledge, but he has faith in his parents, and he believes what his parents say, then he is making progress. I have faith in I give sometimes this example. Let's say you go to a barber shop and you put your necklace and he will be razor. Unless you have faith, no, he's a good man, he will not cut my throat. How can you do so? The faith is real. If you have no faith, he says, I have no faith in you, then he cannot be cleansed.
The example became very clear when we went to India. Because the barbers are so, they look like they could tell you a joke.
You can do that. But you have too much up here. And there is no saving. So many, suppose you are going to some unknown place. Now you are purchasing, paying $2,000 ticket. But where is the guarantee that you will go there? You are paying for money, but there is no guarantee that you will go there. Then, how do you get the ticket? How do you get on the plane? Unless you don't faith. The faith, without faith, you cannot move an inch. It must be there.
Mm-hmm.
believe. No, no. This ticket is issued by the Pan-Americans, they are good company, and so many people are going, so I got it. Okay, you never went there, neither you know whether it will be possible to go there. But you still have to go. That is fair. Yes, there are so many things. There is no guarantee that you leave there. But still you have to purchase ticket. You have to get on the plane. That is fair.
And all the passengers have to have faith in the captain.
Whatever it is, it is faith must be there. Without faith, you cannot.
Actually, that's the scientific knowledge. On one hand, the theists believe in faith that there is a supreme.
Hmm.
But the atheists believe that undoubtedly there cannot be, because we have not seen it.
That is a prison. Okay. The same example can be applied. I have not gone there. How can I pay you? But so let me go there, then I shall pay. He may say. But he will get out. First of all, pay, then come. That's it.
We are first coming. This movement to the Prabhupada. We opened Bhagavad Gita. Myself, I read. I said, I don't understand. So I began to clean the floor, wash the dishes.
Yeah.
Cut the vegetables.
That is it.
And then by your...
Even when crazy you are, too. By service only. You can understand God simply by service. There is no other. And the faith begins from the tongue. You see? That will advise that you chant and take prasad. Then faith will come. Even if you have it, it begins, the faith begins from the tongue. Why? People will be surprised. Faith must begin from the mind, from the eyes. Why is it said tongue? They do not know. Huh? That is also faith. But simply engaging tongue in the service of the Lord, I shall understand. So this is also blind faith. But actually it is happening. Chant Hare Krishna and take prasad.
So most of these people, they are so ignorant.
Uh-huh.
So we should try to engage them in works of devotion rather.
This is devotion. Please come here, chant with me, and dance with me. And when you are tired, take prasad. That's all.
So
yes.
$5,000 worth of faith.
Huh?
Then $5,000 worth of faith yesterday.
Yes. Yes. So, whatever is said in this pastor now, this is, faith begins from the top. Now it is surprise. How is that? But it is a fact.
Encourage
them, say,
therefore,
Sadhu
must be
such
an example
of community. Guru Guru Mukha Padma Bhakka Chitsete Koriya Arana Koriya Mane. Don't go anywhere else. Tap this, faithfully. The orders of Guru. You are singing them. Arana Koriya Mane. This is faith, strong faith. And that is described in the Chaitanya Chaitanya. Siddhartha Vishwa Sudhiranish. Vishwa, on faith, that is Siddhartha. It means to believe strong. That is it.
Actually, in regards to my father or atheist or scientist,
they're faithless.
They'll never believe.
They're faithless, therefore they'll never make any progress.
That
first principle is sacrifice. And in this half, there's Adho Siddha. First of all, faith. And there is that curse, we have no faith. Therefore, they cannot make any progress. And Rupa Goswami said, Adosad. Begin with faith. So, they cannot realize, condemn. Because Krishna is Shuddha, the knowledge. Matrasmati apohanans. Krishna will say, this rascal is faithless. I'll make him more faithless. He'll never understand. That is a gist.
What is hope to them?
Huh? To become faithful, surrender, that is. Therefore Krishna says, this rascal surrender. You are not faithful, therefore you are condemned. You surrender first. Then next thing. Unless he becomes a surrendered soul, there is no hope. There is no hope. He'll never understand.
What is the best way for the Prabhupada to instill a little faith?
Huh?
How do we instill some faith in these people?
A little faith, therefore you associate. That's why we are inviting this morning lecture. Come in.
They will not come.
Huh?
They will not
come, then he's condemned. Let them remain animals. If you don't go to his school, there is no question of education. Where is the question of education? One must go to the school with faith that I will educate. That is the question.
If they take some prasadam, that will help them?
Yes. That is your mark, that you are, he is faithless, rascal, all right, you take prasadam. That will help.
Maybe please know that Karthikeya said he's looking forward to going to Mayapur.
Yes. Yeah. Otherwise, why he's coming again?
Yes.
There must be something.
I spoke with him the other day, and he said now he's getting a degree, but now he does not know what to do with it. So he sees that all of his activity of going to school and getting degrees is useless waste of time if there's no connection with Krishna.
Nobody can leave.
Everyone can
die.
Sometimes
you become
confused a little,
but nobody can leave. Merry Christmas, Marcy. Mukunda, or Murad? Mukunda. He was going everywhere. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected him. Don't this rascal to come here. You know that?
Yes.
Mukunda. Yes. Kharjatiya Raksha. Kamati Sarvesha Madhgata Antara Akkola. Then? Sudhyava.
Yes.
That is it. If there is no faith, then he remains in that.
If you save the common people by giving them to Sodom, how can we save the impersonalists?
That will come later. And this will not come. It will never come. because they do not believe in the personal detail of God. Allah is very hungry. He will not come. Because he does not believe in prasad, does not believe in God.
Just like yesterday, those impersonalists wouldn't come on the stage.
Huh?
When they saw your opulent Vyasa San and so many devotees offering to Arti, they realized if they came to the stage, they'd have to sit at your feet. Therefore, they wouldn't come.
I know, that's nice.
This one, Swami Satchidananda, I have a friend who's a member of his movement. So his yogi told him that if you want to know how to receive the spiritual master, you should go watch the Hare Krishna devotees when they greet their guru at the airport. Then you'll learn what is the proper way to.
Who said?
Swami Satchidananda told him.
He cannot give instructions, but he has to.
No, he was rejected.
Yeah, he was
rejected. But then appealing, then he was against it.
Yeah. They want the respect, but they cannot command the respect.
Yeah, yes. He was found implicated with some owner.
You explained, Prabhupada, that the impersonals have to again fall down to material activity.
Yes.
So this Satchidananda, before he was the king yogi, he was an engineer. So in his spare time, I was asking this boy, what does he do? What is his life like? I was wondering what he lived like. So he goes to bed at 8 o'clock at night, and no one sees him until 8 o'clock in the morning. So I asked, was he asleep? So I didn't know that he's in some trance. And then during the day, he works on cars. He collects old automobiles, old classical cars, and he takes them apart and puts them together for a hobby.
He cannot give up his old habits.
No, he cannot give up the engineering habits.
Also, when I was in Delhi,
Delhi?
Yes, in Delhi. There was one cloth merchant there. And he asked me, he said, do you know this Yogi Bhajan? I said, yes, he's very famous. He said, and he is my cousin. We used to be in the cloth business together. And he could not make enough money, so he decided to go to America. But his experience was, he was a train engineer, actually. Train.
Who?
Yogi Bhajan.
Huh.
So he said that he tried to get a job with one of the railroad companies, but because he was sick, he was wearing long beard and hair, they would not give him a job. They said, you must shave up first. He said, no, I cannot do this. So finally, he said, he decided that not only will I not shave my beard and hair, but I will make
$100. I could qualify either of those associations, which is the highest?
Both are equal.
Both are equal?
You have to associate with both. Guru Krishna Kripa Paya Bhakti Lasadi. Both Guru's Kripa and Krishna's Kripa. They must be giant. Then in you.
We're very eager to get that group.
Hmm?
We're very eager to get that group.
Who? We are. Yes. Just the prasad of Bhagavad Prasad. If you get Guru's Kripa, then automatically you get this.
Guru Kripa only comes by pleasing his spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada?
Otherwise, how?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, how it can come?
So, those disciples who don't have opportunity to see you or speak with you.
That he has spoken. Bani and Bopu. Even if you don't see his body, you take his heart. Bani.
But how do they know they're pleasing you, Srila Prabhupada?
The Guru actually follow the words of Guru, and that means he's pleased.
Mm.
If you do not follow, how you can...
Not only that, but your mercy is spread everywhere. And if we take advantage, you told us once, then we will feel the result.
Yeah.
Yeah,
faith is what Guru says, that automatically will do that. My Guru Maharaj passed in 1936. And I started this movement in 1965, 30 years after. Then I am getting the mercy of Guru. This is Bani. Even the Guru is not physically present. If you follow the Bani, then you get him help.
So there's no question of ever separation as long as the disciple follows the instruction of Guru.
So Kudan Vilajai, what is that? So why is there separation? Who has opened your eyes, is bhakta prak bhakti your
spirit. You never feel any intense separation from your spiritual master?
That you do not require to postpone.